And was there many of you?
Many
counters. How many counters?
Well, there was 30. 2 number 4, 3 number 1. That's 5. 2 Fanny and 5 to 7 to Jane and Kitty. 9.
Well, there'd be 9 counters and there'd be about 30 sorters.
Oh, they would have sorters.
When the paper had come from the machine, the paper would be sorted. It was in a box like this. And you had your paper there and you sorted each sheet into that box, do you know?
Until the box was just
full. Until the box was full. And then you took it out of that and you had to dress it and dress it very straight on all sides and have it as straight as possible. And you, that would be put back on a board. And then the counter, which was us, would have to come and count it off the board and put it one in and one out to make the difference of the each ream.
Did that become monotonous and boring to do that all the time?
We were getting good money and we were having good fun.
In fact, the counters were on the best money, believe it or not.
It was good hands, good hire.
Oh, was there a lot of banter in the other places?
Oh, we had great
especially
fun.
By friends and who you were with last night. And
you
were seeing go in such a place and a lot of remarks.
I know everything about you because everybody knew one another. And then there was a Camogie Club. When we were beaten, oh, it was shocking to listen to the fun. Oh, it was shocking. We tell them that we won for peace. Do you remember that? Yeah. Beaten by 2 goals. Yeah. Beaten by this.
Oh, were you on the hockey team?
Oh, no, Camogie.
Oh,
no,
oh sorry,
we
Camogie.
No, Camogie. My aunt played for Dublin. Now, she worked in the mill as well. Fitzgerald. Oh, you see, that was my mother's name. My mother worked. Doll worked. And Auntie Joan, and she ended up, like, she was supervisor for a while. She never took her eyes off me. She probably thought I was counting the paper wrong. But anyway.
but we had great fun. Fear whenever the complaint came back.
Thank God we were.
We were just...
Yeah.
Because you could be let go so easy, is that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be changed off the counting.
Yeah. That's how I got my job, which I always felt so guilty about that girl. But actually, she was happy at the stamping.
Yeah.
You know, she was, God love her, she probably couldn't keep her mind on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was her job I got. If that hadn't have happened, I probably would have never got to the finishing
you
house.
Your turn in the same as everybody.
Well, somebody getting married and that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So did you meet your husbands out of the mills? Mm-hmm.
Well, nearly, well, I'd say. You did,
Michael.
Yeah.
So it was Michael.
Met him on the avenue.
Okay, so it was Michael Collins, isn't
And he worked, in the mill until it closed. Come up, he was from Clare.
Yeah.
So.
And how did you meet?
Just going down the avenue from work, because we talked to everybody. And we didn't know he was a stranger. I didn't know at the time. Because I thought, oh, that fella must be from Newcastle, you know, because we wouldn't have known everybody from Newcastle. Most of them we did. And then there was a dance. And
they had eyes for nobody else.
Oh, will you stop?
As soon
don't
as he saw her, he was a beautiful, very good-looking, attractive lad.
God help him.
And he saw herself. And he's never went with anybody else then after that.
Oh, no. No, sure, he never went with anybody anyway.
Well, that was
in there.
And
he's still with me.
You must tell me the as soon as you left, did you have to leave work as soon as you got married?
When you got married, there was no married women allowed back. But now later on, then there was widow women got back. Do you know what I mean? There was, you know, there was a few married. Mm-hmm. There was a few married women in it, but that was after my time.
Yeah,
you know.
And
But that must have been 65, 66,
that's
when
I got
married. No.
And there was no such thing as living together.
God, never heard of it. Never heard of it. We were as green as...
You lived together in the hedges and ditches.
Ah, but you wouldn't know, or in the haycock. But you wouldn't know anything.
Oh, God,
I'm telling you, we were so innocent, really, when you think.
Yeah.
Pure innocent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we had a great time. Yeah. Living together, never heard of it until the last few years.
And Anne, was it the same with you?
No, I didn't. No. Although the man I married was from the area, but not. He never worked in Swiftbrook.
Okay.
Nor they were over Newcastle. They originated in Newcastle.
But you were there now for 15 years. That was a much longer time, say, than
eight years.
Well, I went through different things. One of my jobs was to dress paper for the guillotine man. When the paper would come in after the counters, the reams of paper, they had to be dressed again to have the paper as straight as possible before it went to the guillotine. And then when it would be guillotined, it would be left again on a board, and it would go to the packers.
Yeah.
And there was a row of packing men along packing the paper. And then it went from them down for to be stamped. And it all had to be stamped. Was it Wade Gladys?
And you were also in the laboratory.
I was in the laboratory for some time.
And what were you doing there now?
Well, it was, you would take sheets off the machine as the paper was coming down, and you'd have to bring them back to the laboratory and see the strength of them and the weight of, you'd take what was the standard size, lad? A sheet of
10 by 8.
I think it was 10 by 8. Yeah. And that was recognised as the size. Everything was judged by that size. And then there was a standard weight, and if it was going too low, it had to be reported back up to the machines again that it wasn't heavy enough, or if it wasn't strong enough.
Yeah.
You had what they called a mullen, and you put it in underneath this and press down the machine to see what it was bursting at. And then you had to take it and you had to measure the thickness of the sheet.
Yeah.
And then if some paper came in from the company that sent up paper to the laboratory to be to find out what was the substance was in it, and then you would get this piece of paper and you'd have to chart and make kind of take the fibres apart in your mouth. And then take it down on a piece of paper and you pull it all together or asunder.
And what was the purpose of putting it in your mouth?
To soften it.
I see.
Before you'd start breaking. You had to soften the paper, the piece of paper.
Okay. And then you'd use your fingers
to and you put it on a slide.
Yeah.
And you had a needle and you'd break up the fibres and then you add it the substance we had to add on. But if it came out blue, there was a lot of wood pulp in it. And if it came out red, when you put it under the microscope and you'd see the different colours in the paper as you had broke it up. But you had to break it up very fine to get the fibres out. And that was the reason for the tune. It put a start on it, you know?
Yeah.
And then found what percentage of each, whether it was rag that was in it was red, it was blue, it was wood pulp. There was different, I can't recall now.
Fair play to you.
But you'd get to know all these things, would you? And
you'd have to, yeah. That was in the laboratory. And the weight, it had to be the proper weight. But this would be a piece now that would come in from maybe the management or something was after being out foreign or somewhere and getting a piece of paper and bring it back to find out what substance,
what was the content,
what was in it.
Imagine that. And did you enjoy your work?
Very much so.
Did you?
I was in the laboratory with Jean's sister.
Yeah.
And so many hours you had to go, and to each ream actually as it came down, you had to take a piece of paper off that. The machine man would take out a piece of paper and he had a measuring thing and he put it down and he'd tear it round to, what was it, 8 by 10? No, it was more.
10 by 8 or it could be 12 by 14 and that different.
God, I can't remember. Yeah. But 77 years now.
I know, it's a long time ago.
You are brilliant.
Yeah,
but